Today's daf is Vachim daf Yud Ches, and we are on daf Yud Zayin on the days about 10 lines from the bottom, the two dots, Mechusser Begodim. So we're moving along, came in the beginning of the second perek. Perek Kol HaZvachim SheKiblu Dom. And the theme is that as we're as Shechita, the Gemara said, Lav Avoidehi, and therefore Ksher Bizar, the other Avoides Hadam, Kabbalah Hilacha and Zrika, are Avoides. And as a result, a zar, someone that's not a kohen, would not be able to do the avoida. In fact, if he does the avoida is going to be possible. But the Mishnah mentions other psulim in addition to a zar. Oinein, tful yoyim, mechusse kipurim, mechusse begodim, shloi rochatz yedayim veraglayim, oril tome yoyshev, oimed agabi kelim, agabi behemo, agabi rablei, chfavichveroi, and then a machloik is Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim, if the avoida was done with the kohen's left hand, whether that would render the avoida unfit or not. Regardless, so we have a Mishnah that discusses the avoidos and specifically who it is that would be considered possible to do the avoid. In terms of what the definition of possible is, so we spoke out this morning, the Chakira of the Mikdash Dovin in Perek Tezvav, where he discusses, does possible mean that the avoida is as if it wasn't done? But to the extent that practically it's possible to redo the avoid idea culture, that would be okay. Or maybe when we say pasul, it means more than that. Pasul means that the carbon is now pasul. And as a result, even if it would be possible, to redo the avoida and do it ba'ifin kosher, it could be, it wouldn't be okay. Meaning pasul doesn't just mean, clears the Mikdash David, that it's as if the avoida wasn't done, but you could redo it. Pasul could be a positive psul. Right now the carbon's pasul, it's unfit, and there's nothing you could do about it. Regardless, the Gemara methodically goes through each one of the psulim mentioned in the Mishnah. We went through Zar, we went through Oinein, we tried going through Tful Yoyim and Mechusse Kippurim, and now we're up to the next psul mentioned in the Mishnah, thankfully a lighter psul, and that is a Mechusse Begadim. So we know that the Kohen Hedid had to wear Dalit Begadim when he did the Avoida, Kohen Gadol had to wear Shmein Begadim when he did the Avoida. The Mishnah says that if the Kohen Hedid was wearing less than the Dalit Begadim, or the Kohen Gadol was wearing less than the Shmein Begadim, that would render the Avoida possible. So the Mishnah, you know, and how do you know that a Kohen that does the Avoida Mechusse Begadim makes the Avoida possible? Amar Rabbevo, Amar Rab Yoichanan, Umatu, Amar Shmein, Rabbe Lazar, Rabbe Shimon. So Rabbe Yoichanan said, and some say it in the name of the Tana, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and Yonah Diyayim, and Amakra. It's based on the following pasuk. The pasuk says, V'chagarta oisam avne, Koyin had to wear gartel, Aharon, Uvanov, V'chavashto lehem migbois, they wore a hat, V'hoiso lehem kuhuna l'chukas oivam. And by wearing the begodim, the aforementioned begodim, the avnet, and the migbois, through that, V'hoiso lehem kuhuna l'chukas oivam. Through that, the kohen is going to be a kohen. Says the Gemara, yeah. Bizman shebigdeim aleim kunasam aleim. When the kohen is wearing the begadim, he's considered a kohen. It's then that he has kedushas kohuna. But ain't bigdeim aleim, ain't kohunasam aleim. But if the kohen is not wearing his begadim, ain't kohunasam aleim, he doesn't have a din kohen. If he doesn't have a din kohen, when he doesn't wear the begadim, then it's pashit, says Rabbi Yochanan. Umatu ba mishmei de Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. Why a mechusser begadim that does the avoda is going to be pasul? Because to the extent he's not wearing the begadim, he's not a kohen. If he's not a kohen, it means he's a zar. A zar, we had a whole plot gemara already that gave us the makar. How you know that a zar that does the avoda, it's mechalal the avoda? So says Rabbi Yochanan. Umatu ba mishmei de Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. You want to know why a mechusser begadim's avoda is pasul? Because when a kohen is mechusser begadim, he has a din of a zar. And if he has a din of a zar, it's poshit that it's going to be possible. Freak the Gemara, b'homi hacha nafka, is that in fact the makar, a geshmak a makar? But is that the makar mehasam nafka? It's a mefurish a braisa that would seem at first glance to suggest a different makar. How you know that a koyin that's mechus begadim that does the avoida is possible. The tani b'lunt in a braisa minayin l'shtuye yayin. How do you know that a koyin that drank over the limit? How do you know, Shem Avad, if he does the Avoida Chilo, that the Avoida is going to be Pasul? So the Pasuk says that a Koyin, that's a Shtuye Yayin, and does the Avoida, he's Chayiv Misa. That's a Pasuk in the Torah. Misa B'dei Shemayim. The Braisa wants to know how you know that in addition to him being Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim for doing the Avoida in this way, how do you know that the Avoida itself is a Pasul Avoida? Talmud Voima, the Pasuk says, Yayin V'sheicher al teisht. The Samuch Le, the Pasuk says, Ula havdul bein ha-koidesh uvein ha-choil, uvein ha-tomei, uvein ha-tohar. Ula havdul bein ha-koidesh uvein ha-choil. Choyl Rashi says, Miloshin Chulin, Miloshin Chilul Avoida, Yayin Beshecher Al Tesht, and if he does the Avoida in that state where he's a Shtuya Yayin, it's going to be Choyl, meaning the Avoida itself is going to be Avoida Psula. So the Brisa says, that's the Makar, that a Shtuya Yayin that does the Avoida is possible. The Brisa continues, Mechusa Begadim, Vishle Rachas Yidayim, Raglai Minayin, how do you know that a Koyin that's a Mechusa Begadim, or if he didn't wash his hands and feet from the Kiyar, and he does the Avoida, that Avoida is possible as well? We know from Gzeira Shava. Rashi says, what's the chuka chuka? Shtuye Yayin, the pasuk says, chukas oilam l'dayre seichem. The word chuka, chukas. By the big day kahuna, the pasuk says, v'hoysa lehem kahuna l'chukas oilam. And by the mitzvah that a kohen has to wash his hands and feet before he does the avodah, the pasuk says, v'hoysa lehem chak oilam. Al kapanim, we have the word chuka with regards to shtuye Yayin. We have the word chuka with regards to mechusa begadim. And Richos Yidayim V'Raglayim, thus, via the Gzeira Shava, once we know that a Shtuye Yayin that does the Avodah is going to be Chulin, it's going to be Pasul, so too we know that a Mechusa Begodim and a Shtuye Yayin, Taloch is going to be the same thing. But Al Kaponim, it's a Mefurish Abraisa. So the Braisa says, how do you know that a Mechusa Begodim, that's the part of this Braisa that we need right now for our Sugya, is that Avodah is Pasul, it's learned out from Gzeira Shava, Chuka Chuka from Shtuye Yayin. It's Rabbi Yochanan, Umatabam Shreid, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, had a Geshmaka Makar. The Makar was, V'hoysa lehem kuhuna l'chukas oilam only bizman she bigdei amaleim. But ain't bigdei amaleim, ain't kuhunas amaleim. The reason a Koyin that does the Avodah, Mechusa Begadim, the Avodah is Pasul, is because a Koyin that's Mechusa Begadim is not a Koyin. Doesn't have Kedushas Kohuna. He has a din of a Zar. It's very nice pshat, but it's connected to Braisa. Doesn't the Braisa say Mefurish that the Makar is, we learn it from Gzeir Shava from the Aloch of Shtuye Yayin. So the Gemara says it's true, but really we need two Makars. Dimei Hasam, because had we only had the Braisa, I would have thought, Hani Mili Avoida the Zar Chayev Olea Misa. I would have thought that the only time the Aloch is that Mechusa Begadim that does the Avoida is Pasul, that's if it's an Avoida. That if a czar, or any other apostle for that matter, would do the avoida, he would be chayev misa. And the reason you would have thought that is because being that we're learning it from Shtuye Yayin, and in the context of Shtuye Yayin, the Torah says that a Shtuye Yayin that does the avoida is chayev misa. So I would think that the only time you have this paslos in the avoida is if it's an avoida with the Shtuye Yayin, in fact, is going to be chayiv misa. Meaning, the Torah says that a shtuye yayin that does the avoid is chayiv misa. Then the Torah says that a shtuye yayin through the smichos of the parish of shtuye yayin and the pasuk lahadu bin hakodesh l'achol, that a shtuye yayin that does the avoida is pasul. And from there we learn in the Braisa that a mechus begadim that does the avoida is going to be pasul as well. But al kaponim, being that it's learned out from shtuye yayin, and in that parish of shtuye yayin, the Torah said that a shtuye yayin does the avoida is chayiv misa. So I would think that the only time the shtuye yayin's avoida is pasul is if it's a zasort avoida for which he would be chayiv misa. Thus, I could only learn a mechus begadim for that type of avoida as well. Avol avoida the ein zor chayiv ala misa emaloi, but an avoida that a zor is not chayiv misa for, I would think that maybe there you don't have the halacha that the mechus begadim that does the avoida is going to be possible. Kamash Malon, that's where we have a second Makar. What's the second Makar? Bizman she bigdei amaleim kunasim aleim, ain't bigdei amaleim, ain't kunasim aleim, to tell me that if a Koyin is not wearing the begadim, he's not a Koyin. If he's not a Koyin, it doesn't matter what type of avoida he does. At the end of the day, he's always treated like a zar that does the avoida. It doesn't matter if it's one of the avoidas for which he's chayiv misa, or if it's any other avoida for that matter. Either way, the halacha is that the avoida is going to be possible. Now, the obvious question is, then once we have the Makar of Bizmancha Bigdeya Malayim Kunasa Malayim, why do we need the Braisa? So the answer to that is going to become clear in the Hemshecha Gemara. But first, so the Gemara mentioned this idea that there are avoidos shezar chayiv aleihem misa, and then there are avoidos she'ein zar chayiv aleihem misa. So what's the definition of an avoido shezar chayiv aleihem misa? So Rashi says, quoting Gemara Masechtas Yuma Daf Chavdal and Aleph, there are four avoidos that if a czar or any other apostle for that matter would do the avoida, he would be chayiv misa. And what are they? Zrika, haktara, nisuch hamayim, and nisuch hayayim. So throughout the Masechta, we've been talking about the dalet avoidas. We've been talking about the dalet avoidas hadam, shchita, kabbalah, haylacha, zrika. They're unique. They're the four avoidas that were done with the dam. The avoidas hadam is what's ma'akiv in the kapara. Thus, you always have the dalet avoidas. But there's another dalet avoidas. These are the dalet avoidas that if a apostle does those avoidas, such as Azar, Malav Dafka Azar, any Pasul that does any one of these Avoidas, he's going to be Chayiv Misa, meaning a Pasul is not allowed to do any Avoidah. But there's a Chiddush that if a Pasul does these Avoidas, it's so Chamor that he's going to be Chayiv Misa. And what are those Dalar Avoidas? It's a different Dalar. Zrika, Haktara, Nisach HaMayim, Nisach HaYayin. This morning we spoke out the Gemara Masechtas Menachos, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, where the Gemara mentioned Avoid of Hoylacha, and then the Gemara said, and the other 15 Avoidas. So in Menachos, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, is a list of 16 Avoidas. So we have the Dalar Avoidas Adam, one of which is Shechita, which by the way, Lav Avoidah. Then you have the Dalar Avoidas that apostle, such as Azar, is Chayiv Olam Misa, Zrika Akhtar, Nisach HaMayim, Nisach HaYayim, and you have Hoylacha plus the other 15, back to the envelope arithmetic, 16 Avoidas that were done in general. Included in that is Birchas Kayanim, so that Brisa has a much looser, a much broader definition of what exactly an Avoid is. But regardless, says the Gemara, that it's true there's a Brisa. The Brisa says that a Mechusa Begadim that does the Avoid, the Avoid is possible. How do I know that from Xer Shava Chuka Chuka from Shtuya Yayin? Stating that Rabbi Yechon still needed a new reason. Rabbi Yechon still had to tell me a new geshmaka makar. What was wrong with the first makar? I'll tell you what was wrong with the first makar. The first makar is limited ulai to avoidos where a shtuya yayin would be chayiv misa, and those are only dalar avoidos zrika haktar misa chamayim misa chayayin shara avoidos minayin. For that I have Rabbi Yochanan's time, where Rabbi Yochanan was mechadish, that a kohen that's not wearing his begadim has a din of a kohen head. But the Gemara continues. Ashkecha mechusa begadim, shtuye yayin, midnalon. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan's time, which is an add-on to the Braisa, tells me that when we say that a mechusa begadim does the avoidah, the avoidah's pasul doesn't just mean the dalar avoidahs that the zor is chayiv misa for, but it means all avoidas. The question is, how do you know that a shtuye yayin that does the other avoidas, that he avoida too is going to be possible? Meaning, why would you have thought mechusa begadim is limited to the dalar avoidas? Because we're learning mechusa begadim from shtuye yayin, and shtuye yayin is mentioned in the context of chiyav misa, and there's only a chiyav misa by those dalar avoidas. But from mechusa begadim, we have another makar to tell me that the avoida will be possible even if it's one of the other avoidas. Because when a kohen is a mechusa begadim, it's nishkan kohen. He has a din of azar. Okay, that's true from mechusa begadim. But nobody says that a kohen that's inebriated or intoxicated or driving over the limit, all of a sudden he doesn't have a din of a kohen. So we need now a makar to tell me that a shtuye yayin's avoida is going to be possible even if it's not one of the dalet avoidas. So the Gemara says, asya chuka chuka mechusa begadim. Once I know mechusa begadim shara avoidas, how Rabbi Yochanan's makar, so now I could learn shtuye yayin from mechusa begadim. But the Gemara says v'hotano ulahavdol bein v'goymer konosav. That wasn't the reason that the Braisa gave. Meaning, if you're going to tell me that I can learn shtuye yayin from mechusa begadim, so then why do I now need the makar of ulahavdol? Meaning, lahavdol was a makar to tell me that a shtuya yayin that does the avoidah is going to be possible. Yayin the sheikhar al shteit, al teisht, and then it says, ulahavdol bein hakodesh uvein hachoyl. So we're being masmach, the isser shtuya yayin, with the word chayil to tell me that if someone shtuya yayin does the avoidah, it's going to be chayil. But now that you're telling me that I know that all avoidahs a mechusa begadim can't do, and if he does, the avoidah is going to be possible, I know that for Rabbi Yochanan's time, and I have a gzeirah shavah, chuka chuka, that allows me to learn shtuya yayin from mechusa begadim. So why then did the Braisa need the pasuk ulahavdol? What's ulahavdol teaching me? So the Gemara says, "Enochanami mekame de leikim gzeir shava." The brisa that mentioned ulahavdol was before it knew the gzeir shava. But enochanami, once it knows the gzeir shava, we don't need ulahavdol anymore. It's not necessary because now I can learn shtuya yayin from mechusa begadim. But the Gemara says, "Vahotana mechusa begadim hudu koyalef mishtuya yayin." The brisa itself, when it mentioned the Gzeira Shava, still learned Mechusa Begadim from Shtuya Yayin. So you want to tell me the original time was before the Braisa, before the Tana knew the Gzeira Shava? It's writing the Braisa in real time, so to speak. He doesn't know the Gzeira Shava. Now all of a sudden the Tana knows the Gzeira Shava. Okay, I'll buy that. But the problem is, when the Braisa introduces the Gzeira Shava, how does it use the Gzeira Shava? Not to learn Shtuya Yayin from Mechusa Begadim, Fakir to learn Mechusa Begadim from Shtuya Yayin. Says the Gemara, Hachi Kama. That's true if you read the Braisa the way we have it. But really, that's not the way you're supposed to read the Braisa. The way you read the Braisa is, Minayin shalei nechalik vei mechusa begadim l'shtuye yayin. V'shalei rochet yidayim v'raglayim talmud loy mechuka chuka v'gzeir shav. The Hemshech of the Braisa is not teaching me a mechusse begadim, that if he does the avodah is going to be possible from shtuya yayin. Because the emes says mechusse begadim from shtuya yayin is a very limited makar. All I would know is the dalal avodah shazar chayv leamis. So the emes says I have to come on to a new makar. What's the makar of Yechiran's makar? Bezman shebigdayim aleim kunasim aleim ein bigdayim aleim ein kunasim aleim. And the emes says, like we spoke out, once you know Rabbi Yechiran's makar, you don't need the gzeirah shava anymore. In fact, not only don't you need the gzeirah shava from shtuya yayin, you can learn shtuya yayin from Mechusa Begadim. And the emes is, you have to learn Shtuya Yayin from Mechusa Begadim anyways. Why do you have to learn Shtuya Yayin from Mechusa Begadim anyways? Because Shtuya Yayin itself only teaches me the Dalar Avaydas. How would I know Shara Avaydas for Shtuya Yayin? I'd only know it from Mechusa Begadim. So what's Pshat in the Braisa? The Braisa seems to have a Makar for Shtuya Yayin and learn Mechusa Begadim from Shtuya Yayin. That's true if you read the Braisa the way we have. The way we read the Braisa is as follows. The Braisa off the bat said, you want a Makar that is Shtuya Yayin that does the Avaydas, possible, I'll give you a Makar. It says, Yai Veshechar, and if Samachle, it says, Lahadu Ben Kodesh Ben Chayil, the smichos between the word Chayil and the Isser Shtuya Yayin that teaches me the Avaydas is going to be Chula. Now it's true, it's a very limited makar, only for the Dalar Avaydas, that Shtuya Yayin is Chayv Misa, that the Zar is Chayv Misa, but I have that makar. At that point, the Tana didn't know the Gzeirah Shava. Then the Tana became aware of the Gzeirah Shava. Oh, once it became aware of the Gzeirah Shava, so then the Tana said, I hear, once you have the Gzeirah Shava, it's already a game changer. Now I can tell you that we can learn from Mechusa Begadim, and once we learn from Mechusa Begadim, I'll know not only the Dalar Avaydas, Shazar, Chayv, and Misa, but in fact, I'm going to know all the Avaydas. When you read the Braisa, doesn't the Braisa seem to be learning Mechusa Begadim from Shtuya Yayin, not the other way around? Yeah, that is the way the Braisa seems to read, but for that the Gemara says, Hochi Komar, we have to edit the Braisa, so to speak, and we have to clarify exactly what the Braisa means. So the bottom line is, Lefia Emes, how do I know that a Mechusa Begadim that does the Avodah Avodah is possible? I know it from Rabbi Yechiran's Makar. I know it from Rabbi Yechiran's Makar. Bezman she bigdeyam aleim kunasim aleim, ein bigdeyam aleim, ein kunasim aleim. How do I know a Shtuya Yayin that does the Avodah Avodah is possible? I learn it from the Gzeirah Shava of Chukah. Doesn't the Braisa say it's learned down from Ula Havdol? That was before he knew about the Gzeirah Shava. But in the same breath, the Braisa mentioned the Gzeirah Shava. There's like a before and after in the Braisa itself. Once it knows the Gzeirah Shava, you don't need that Makar of Ula Havdol anymore. So the Gemara says, El Ula Havdol Amali. So what then is Pshat in the Smichos? Why did the Torah write the Issur Shtuya Yayin? V'somachlei, this Pasuk Ula Havdol ben HaKodesh u ben HaChol u ben HaTomi u ben HaTor. Says the Gemara, look at the Rav, it's coming to teach me something that Rav used to observe. The Rav, the great Amir Rav, used to darshan. But he wouldn't darshan on Yontif. The reason is Mishum Shichras. Because on Yontif, there's a mitzvah to eat, there's a mitzvah to drink, ain't simcha el biyayin, and Rav used to drink wine. Once Rav drank wine, Rav felt that he wasn't in a place of Yishuv Adas to be able to paskin shaylas, and he wanted to get up and darshan. Rav didn't want to paskin, and therefore Rav felt that when he was in a state of Shtuya Yayin, and the reason was Mishum Shichras. How did Rav know that? What was Rav's makar to say such a halacha? Yayin v'sheicher al teish. If you drink wine, ula havdol, you have to stay away of bein hakodesh u bein hachoil, u bein hatomei and bein hatoher. Don't paskin shaylas. It's not teaching me halacha in hilchas avoda. It's not a zvachim diga halacha. This is more of a halacha that's important for rabbis to know, that if you're under the influence, you can't paskin shaylas, because you have to be in a clear state of mind in order to be able to paskin a shayla. Either way, so what's the makar then? A mechusa begadim that does the avodah, the avodah is going to be possible. It's Rabbi Yechanan's makar. The pasuk says, V'chagarta oisam avnei taharin uvonov, v'chavashto lehem mikbois, v'hoiso lehem kohuna l'chukas oylam. Bizman shabigdayim aleim kunasim aleim, ein bigdayim aleim, ein kunasim aleim. Feit the Gemara, katim hocha nafka, zistim hocha mihasam nafka. L'chura, I have another pasuk. It says, v'nosu b'nei aharoin, hakoyein, eish ala mizbeach, v'orchu eitzam aloe. So the pasuk describes that the b'nei aharoin had a mitzvah to put wood on the mizbeach and then to light a fire. There had to be a fire in order to do all the haktaras that were done. Now the pasuk says, v'nosu b'nei aharoin hakoyein. And the Gemara is bothered. We know that Aharon was a Kohen. So why does it have to say B'nei Aharon HaKohen? Says the Gemara, Biki Hunai. He has to be Biki Hunai. What does that mean? Limit al Kohen Gadol Shalavash Bigdei Kohen Hadid. That if the Kohen Gadol was wearing the clothing of the Kohen Hadid, Va'avad, and he did the Avodah, Avodasa Psula. That the emphasis is B'nei Aharon HaKohen Biki Hunai. He's wearing his royal garb. He's wearing his Bigdei Kohuna. But if he wasn't wearing his Bigdei Kohuna, he doesn't have a Din Kohen. What's the Lashon HaBrayis? It's coming to teach me that a Kohen Gadol that was wearing Big Day Kohen Hedi. This is already a Chiddush. He's wearing Big Day Kuna. He's just not wearing his Big Day Kuna. He's not wearing the Shmoyne Begudim. He's wearing the Dalit Begudim. Still, the Halach is that way this is going to be possible. So the Chur, you have a Makar over here that Kohen is not allowed to do the Avodah Mechusa Begadim. So what do you need two Makaris? The Gemara says as follows. Because had we only had the first Makar, I would have thought that it's true there's a Halach of Bizman Shebigdeim Aleim Kunasim Aleim. But then maybe that's only for an Avodah that's Ma'akiv, that had to be done. The way Rashi explains it is that putting fire on the Mizbeach was an Avodah that wasn't Ma'akiv. And Rashi quotes a Gemara because Eish was Yordam and Hashamayim on the Mizbeach anyways. So it really wasn't necessary for the Kohanim to go and facilitate a fire because the fire was there regardless. It was there Derech Nes. So had we not had a special Makar in this Pasuk, I would have thought that maybe the only time you have this halacha is if it's avoided that's ma'akiv, that has to be. I mean, if the Kohen doesn't do it, no one's going to do it. But this, where it's coming min hashamayim anyways, maybe that's a klishus in the avoided. Here you don't have this halacha, bezman shebigdeim aleim kunasim aleim, kamash malon, that no, that's not halacha. Even such an avoida of v'nosnu b'nei aharin hakoyin eish ala mizbeach, where eish is anyways coming min hashamayim, it doesn't matter. The Shita Mekubetzes brings from Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz asked a nice kasha. Maybe the first pasuk is telling me that a kohen that's not wearing Big Day Kahuna at all, the halach is the avodah is going to be possible. This price is said a chiddush. The price is said v'nosnu b'nei aharon hakohen and limed al kohen gadol shalavash Big Day Kohen headed v'avod avodah sabtulu. Maybe the chiddush is that even though the kohen gadol's wearing Big Day Kahuna, but being that it's the Big Day Kohen Hedid, not the Big Day Kohen Gadol, that's enough for the Avodah to be possible. But on Kapana, maybe there's a Chiddush. Maybe the first Joshua tells me that if a Kohen Hedid would walk in, he's wearing regular clothing that an ordinary person wears, then the Avodah is possible. But maybe a Kohen Gadol, despite the fact that he has a din of Shmoyed Begadim, but if he's wearing Al Koponim, Big Day Kohuna, maybe that's enough for the Avodah not to be possible. Maybe that's a Chiddush. So says Rabbeinu Peretz, I hear, but Lemais, if you look in the Pasuk, the original Pasuk, V'chagarta oisam avnet aharon uvanov, and then it says V'hoysalem kuna l'chuk asoylam. So the Pasuk mentioned aharon uvanov. So this drasha of Big Day Malem, Kunasam Aleim is going on aharon and vanov. Vanov meaning all the Kohen Hegits and aharon, the Kohen Gadol. So you see clearly that the halacha mechusa begadim is true for a Kohen Hedid that wore the Dalet begadim, and it's true for the Kohen Gadol that wore the Shmoyne begadim as well. But the Gemara says, "Akata mihocha nafka mihosam nafka." I have a third makar. It says, "Va'orchu bnei aharon akoyanim." Es ha-nesochim, es ha-roish, ve-es ha-poder, alo-eitzem, asher, alo-eish, asher, alo-mizbeach. It's talking about the halacha of the karbonoila that had to be kulei kolol, so there was hefshit, nituach, and then they would take all the nesochim, and they would put it on the mizbeach. And there too, it says again, va-archu b'nei aharin ha-koyhanim. Ha-koyhanim is extra, and it teaches me the same halacha. Bikihunot, mikan l'koyin hedit shalov, ash bigdei koyin gadol, v'avad avad aseh psula. So this price teaches me a third halacha. What would be if the koyin hedit, where's the begadim of the koyin gadol? He walks in with the Shmoyne Begudim. So this Braisa tells me that that's also going to be possible. Why do I need another Makar? Why wouldn't I know that if he's wearing more Begadim, it should be possible, just like if it's Mechus Begadim? So the Gemara gives the obvious answer. I would have thought if he's missing a bag, that's possible. But how do you know if he has an extra bag of that makes him possible as well? Kamash Malon, that even in that case, he's going to be possible. So, right, the Tanur Rabbanon, Hayim Rushalim, if the Kohen was wearing Big Day Kohuna, and the Big Day Kohuna were too long, Rashi says, Nigrorim Bekarka, they were schlepping on the ground, it was simply too long. Misulakim, or they were too short. Rashi says, Misulakim and Akarka, they were removed from the ground. Mitoich Shehen Ptsarim, simply because they were too short. Mishuchakim, if they were old, they were worn out. V'avad, and the Kohen did the Avodah with any one of the aforementioned scenarios. He was wearing Big Day Kohuna. But either they were too long, or they were too short, or they were worn out. Avodosik Sheva. It doesn't disqualify the Avodah. The Avodah is going to be kosher. What's the Chiddush? Says Rashi. V'afal gav tichsiv midoy bad. And we know Rashi in Chumash says, Shetehekim midosai, that the Kohen's Big Day Kuna had to be custom fit. They had to be tailor-made to fit it perfectly. So you would think, if it's too long or if it's too short, so the Kohen is violating this halacha of Midei Bad. So maybe that should make it possible. So Rashi, it's true there's a halacha of Midei Bad, but mitzvah ba'al mehiv aloy la'akiv. Apparently it says it once, maybe not twice. We have to see. Maybe you don't have a shina kos of la'akiv. But the bottom line is it's a mitzvah ba'alma. And being that it's a mitzvah ba'alma, so therefore it's not makif. That's the chiddush of the reish of the brayse. The brayse continues, lo v'shnei mechnasayim. What if the kohen was wearing two pairs of pants? Shnei avneitim, zwei gartels. Chaser achas. Yeser achas. Or if he was missing a beged, or he had an extra beged, or he had a wound, and he put a bandage on his wound, the halacha is, or if the begadim were dirty, or they were torn, the avad, and he did the avodah, avodas lepsula. Over there, the avodah is already going to be possible. So any one of these cases, the avodah is going to be possible. So if he's wearing two michnasayim, two avnatim, he's has an extra beged, or he's missing a beged. So that was the sugi of mechusse begadim. And we saw mechusse begadim doesn't just mean mechusse begadim, but it means yitur begadim as well. You're missing, you have one beged too little, or one beged too much. Either way, the halach is, it's going to be possible. Additionally, if he has a wound, it's possible, Rashi says, because that's going to be a chatzitza between his body and the begadim, and there wasn't allowed to be a chatzitza. And finally, if the bigdei kahuna were dirty, or if the bigdei kahuna were torn, and he did the avodah is going to be possible. Why is it going to be possible in that case? It's a very important Rashi. We'll get back to that soon with the raid. Dechsev l'chavaydu l'safaris. Because when the Torah talks about the bigdei kahuna, it says it was supposed to be royal. L'chavaydu l'safaris. And if the clothing ought to be dirty, and the clothing ought to be torn, it's not l'chavaydu l'safaris, and as a result, it's a paslus. This is ma'akev. The halacha that it has to be tailor-made. No, that's the katchil. It's a mitzvah, it should fit him perfectly. But if it's a little too long, it's a little too short, it's not the end of the world. But l'chavadu l'safaris, that's ma'akiv. And that's ma'akiv, thus, if it's dirty or if it's torn, ta'alach is it's going to be possible. Zok de Gemara, am Rav Yudah ma'shmuel, Rav Yudah said in the name of Shmuel, merushalim k'sheim. If the big day kuna were too long, it's going to be kosher. Misulakim, if it's too short, it's going to be possible. So again, the Braisa said, if the begadim were mirushalim, too long, Rashi says schlepping on the ground, misulakim, too short, va'avad avidasei ksheira. Doesn't it have to be made to tailor? Likatchila. But b'dievet, it's okay, it's going to be kosher. That's a braisa. Shmuel and Amoira said, if it's too long, mirushalim ksheira. Misulakim, if it's too short, psulim, it's going to be possible. Fake the Gemara, Shmuel's not allowed to argue with a braisa. If a tiny relent to the braisa, misulakim ksheira. How could Shmuel say that if it's too short, it's possible? Doesn't the braisa say if it's too short, it's kosher? Amar Rami bar Chama lekasha. Kancha sulkan ayde avne. Kan de lesnu me'ikaraka. Shmuel's too short, and the braisa is too short with two different halachas. When Shmuel said that if it's too short, it's possible, he meant if it's literally too short. If the beged is too short, his pants don't come to his chvesnish, his ankles, wherever it's supposed to go to, so whatever's in style, so then it's going to be possible. If it's physically too short, it's going to be possible. When the braisa says misulakim sherim, it's talking about where really the pants fit perfectly. But being that the kohen wore a gartel, sometimes when you wear a belt, you wear a gartel, so your pants come up a little bit. So now it's too short, but it's too short because of the avnet. But there the halacha is, it's going to be cautious. If it's be'etzem too short, be'etzem, then the halacha is, it's going to be pasul. That's what Shmuel went when he said misulakim psulim. The braisa says misulakim sherim. The braisa is talking about where it's misulak ayideh, the garto. Rava, now the Gemara continues. Rav said, echad zeh ve'echad zeh psulim. Both mirushalim if it's too short, too long, and misulakim if it's too short. In either case, it's going to be possible. So the Gemara explains. Rav Huna ikla la argiza. Rav Huna was once in argiza. That's a place. Ramalei bar ushpischine, and he was staying in some inn. And one of the people that was in the inn came over to Rav Huna. He noticed him. He recognized him, and he told him, "I have a shayla. I heard in the name of Shmuel that Shmuel said mirushalim ksheirim umusulakim psulim." So he asked Rav Huna, "How could Shmuel say that misulakim psulim? But Tanya, we learned in a brayse misulakim ksheirim." He asked him the kasha that the Gemara just asked. So Rav Huna told him, "Bar mina dahi, that's not a kasha. The shani Rami bar Chama. You should have known Rami bar Chama's teretz. Rami bar Chama said there's two types of short pants. There's pants that are really too short. That's possible. That's what Shmuel was talking about. When the brayse says too short is kosher, it's talking about where really it fits." But when the kohen wears his gartel, it slaps the pants up a little bit. It's only in that case that it's going to be kosher. But really, it fit. But he told him back, Elul Rav Kasha. But I heard that Rav said that Echad Mirushalim and Echad Misulakim are both possible. Now the Braisa said they're both kosher. So he said, V'chitem, if you're going to tell me, he tells Rav Huna, my Mirushalim, that when the Braisa says Mirushalim is kosher, it means Misulakin al Yedei Avne.
Meaning, Rav, we have to answer not only Mesulakin, we have to answer Mirushalin as well. So for Mesulakin, we had an answer. We had Rami Bar Chama's Teretz. But we need to answer Rav's Stira in Mirushalim. Rav said Mirushalim is possible. The Braisa said Mirushalim is kosher. So says the Gemara, maybe Rav Huna said that we're going to answer Rav in a similar way to the way we answer Shmuel. When the Braisa says that Mirushalim is kosher, it means that really it was too long, but he's wearing a gartel, and being that he's wearing a gartel, it pushes it up a little bit. Now that it pushed it up a little bit, so when he wears it, it's not too long, and it's for that reason it's kosher. When Rav said Mirushalim's psulim, it's talking about even after the gartel, or it's too long. And in that case, it's going to be possible. Meaning the same methodology, we're going to be mechalik between mita gartel, so una gartel. That's the way we're going to answer the stira. That's the way we answer the stira in Misulakim. V'chit hemo, said Rav Huna, you're going to answer the stira in Mirushalim as well. V'avnit megas gayas, and meaning the svara of why Mirushalim is kosher, is because although it's too long, and be'etzim, if it's too long, it's possible. But the Avnit has a koyach to be megiz agiz, it has a koyach to somehow cut the pants and make it so that although it's too long, but being that with the gartel, it's okay. The problem is, elam mesulakim kasha, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Why? Because we said to answer mesulakim that I look at the pants where they are be'etzim. Are they be'etzim? If they're be'etzim too short, it's a problem. If they're too short only because of the gartel, that doesn't bother me. What I care about is what they are be'etzim. And now you're telling me just the opposite. You're telling me that if they're be'etzim too long, but with the gartel, they're okay, that's when it's going to be kosher. So to answer the stira mesulakim, you're telling me that what matters is what the pants are be'etzim. As long as they fit, even if they're too short with the gartel, I don't care. It's still going to be kosher. And now you're telling me just the opposite to answer Mirushalim. You're telling me that, no, I have to look at the way it is with the gartel. And if it's too long, but the gartel makes it okay, then it is going to be okay. So you can answer Shmuel, but I know you answer Rav. You can't use this methodology of mita gartel to una gartel to answer the stira in Mirushalim and Mesulakim, because you're going to end up with a stira minei obey. Rav Zeirus said, Rav chaudatani. The way you have to understand, Rav was saying something else. Rav said, Mirushalim shesilkan ayidei avnik shem. The way Rav understood the Braisa, again, the Braisa that says kosher, Mirushalim and Mesulakim are both kosher. He understood it as follows. It's one halach, it's not two halachas. Mirushalim kosher and Mesulakim kosher. Because if that's the case, these two halachas would contradict his two halachas. And Rav wasn't, although he's a Tanahu Palak, he's allowed to argue with a Braisa, but he never intended to argue with a Braisa. So the way he must have understood the Braisa was Mirushalim shesilkon al yedei avneit sheirs. In fact, what the halacha is Rav's chiddush of avneit megiz agiz, so that although Mirushalim itself is possible, and Mesulakin itself is possible, but if you have Mirushalim, and now while you day the Avnet, it fits perfect, the Avnet is Megiz Agiz, we look at it as if it somehow cuts the pants, it tailors the pants somehow, and as a result, that becomes the size, and if that becomes the size, it's going to be cautious. According to Rav, if it's too long, it's possible. If it's too short, it's also possible. Why this Braisa, too long and too short, are kosher? It's not two cases, it's one case, and what it means is that if it was too long, but it was cut, it was cut, not Mesulakin as the second case, but Shesilkon, al yedei avnei, the avnei has a koyach to make megiz agiz, and in that case, it's going to be kosher. Zok to Gemara, Rabbi Yirmi Midifti, Mirushalim shloi silkon tanoi, l'chura yesh loimah, this shayla. If the koyin was wearing his begadim and they were too long, the pants, for example, were too long, is it kosher or is it pasul? That's definitely the theme of the last Gemara. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu Midifti said, I think it's a machlokes tana. The Tanya, we learned in a braisa, not a braisa that discusses the laws of kachin, but rather a braisa that discusses the laws of tzitzis. Again, another classic example of mimercha k'tovi lachma, where the Gemara is going to literally go to another part of Shas to try to help us out here a little bit. So the Gemara, the Tanya, we learned in a braisa, it says, Gedilim tasalach al arba kanfois ksusra asher te chaseba. So there's a mitzvah of tzitzis. We know the parsha of tzitzis in the parsha Shlach. We say in Kriya Shema, Pamayim Be'ahava. But we also have, there's another pasuk. A pasuk of parsha's Kiseitze. Gdilim tasolach al arba kanfois kisuscha asher techasava. So it says that, where do you put the gdilim? Where do you put the tzitzis? You put them on the four corners of the bag. Arba v'loy shalosh. Arba means Only if the beged has four corners, but not if the beged has three corners. So the Gemara, Yeni Yala Arbav Lechamish. Maybe the way you're supposed to read the pasuk is if it has four corners, for Lechamish, not five corners. Meaning a beged that has three kanfos, there's no chiyuv tzitzis. Why? Because it says four. Four and not three. Fake the Gemara, maybe the drush is not four and not three, but rather the drush is four and not five. So show me when it says ashet chasaba, those words luchura are extra. Yudilim tasalach al arba kanfos ksuscha ashet chasaba. Why does it have to say ashet chasaba? So it's coming to be marba. What's it coming to be marba? Rebalas chomish omer. It's coming to be marba five. Amani mekayim arba? Arba v'loy shalish. So it says arba. We darshan arba v'loy shalish. Maybe arba v'lechamish. Oh, it says ashet chasaba. Ashet chasaba is marba, a beged that has five corners. Veitigam mat rois the rabbis balas chamish leitz balas shalish. How do I know to be marba, a beged that has five corners, and to be moitzi, a beged that has three corners? Maybe if I can. Maybe say that arba v'loy chamish and ashet chasaba is coming to be marba, a beged that has three. So tigamor, I'll tell you why. Marba ni balas chamish yesh bechal chamish arba. It makes sense to be marba five. Why? Because bechal mosayamana. Bechlal Chomish is Arba. So if the criteria to have a Chi of Tzitzis is there has to be Dalit Kanfois, when you have Chomish Kanfois, you have Dalit Kanfois. Umoitzani Bala Sholish. However, I'm going to be Moitzi, a beggar that has only three Kanfois, and Bechlal Sholish Arba. Because over there, when you only have three, so you don't have four. Tanida, Chalkoponim, the Brysa, the Gemara brings another Brysa, Arba Kanfis, Ksuscha, Arba Vlei Sholish, Arba Vlei Chamesh. So the first Brysa said, Arba Vlei Sholish, meaning the beged has to have Dalit Kanfis in order for there to be a Chi of Tzitzis. But if the beged has three Kanfis, there's no Chi of Tzitzis. What if it has five Kanfis? As the Brysa, Hashat Chasav, as Marba, that if it has five Kanfis, there is going to be a Chi of Tzitzis. At the same time, the Gemara says there's another brisa that says Mufurish, Arba v'loy shalish, Arba v'loy chomish. It doesn't matter if it has three kanfos or if it has five kanfos. Either way, it's this ma'id from Arba. So you have a machloikas al koponim. If you have a beged shal chomish kanfos, is there a chi of tzitzis or is there not a chi of tzitzis? My lab al kumifugi, what's the machloikas? The mar sover yaser command isidami. Uman sover yaser command alesidami. Maybe the shayla is mamish the shayla. The Torah says you have to have four kanfos. What if I have more than four? What if I have five? Does the extra bother me? Or does it not bother me? Is it command the isay dami? Do I see what's extra? So I see five and not four, thus arba v'loy chamesh. Or no, I say v'chal v'sayamon. I have to have four, I have four. I got to have four plus one. But the plus one is command the lesser dami. The chamesh is as if it's not even here, because I don't need it. So being that I don't need it, it's as if it's not here, so v'chal v'sayamon. So what does it have to do with our sugya? Same shayla. The kohen is wearing the begadim, they fit. It just so happens it's too long. So that extra part that's too long, is it command the isei dami or is it command the lesser dami? I could argue he has enough material. He has what he needs. He rather has more. Okay, that's like a beged shel chomish kanfos. The mandam of the beged shel chomish kanfos is chayiv in tzitzis. So too, if the big day kahuna, when merushalim, they were too long, it's going to be kosher begadim. Just like the beged shel chomish kanfos, we see it as a beged shel dalit kanfos. And the extra konof is commander leisei dami. So too with regards to the big day kahuna. I look at the beged as if it fits the kayin. And what's extra, what's more, is command the lesser dami. But according to the Braisa that says arba v'loy sholish and arba v'loy chomish, then no, you don't look at five as being four plus one, that's command the lesser dami. Five is not four, just like three is not four. So, just like if the begadim would be too short, it would be a problem. If the begadim would be too long, it'd be a problem as well. So says the Gemara, maybe this shaila of big de kahuna that amuru shalim, shaloi silkan, they weren't cut, not even with a gartel, whether it's kosher or apostle, luchura shouldn't be told in that shaila and hilchas sitzes. So the Gemara says, loy, I could tell you the kuliyama command isi dami. It could be in svara, everybody holds that just like four is not three, four is not five. So just like big dekuna that are too short are possible, big dekuna that are too long are not possible either. You don't say b'chlal b'sayimana. If you're wearing something that's two sizes too big, yeah, I understand, but it's b'chlal b'sayimana. It's still not going to be l'kavod l'safaris. You're not going to look very good. So the point is, really, in Sfarah, you don't say b'chlal b'sayimana. Aye, what's the shail over there? What's pshat in the mandama that says that even though it says arba kanfai, still chomish is okay? What do you mean? The Brais already said, shani hocha, the Rabbi Rachmana, asheta chasiva, it's learned out from a Kroy Yisera. That Kroy Yisera is in the parish of Tzitzis. Das hot nish mit big day kohuna, v'idach, says the Gemara, hay asheta chasiva, the time of the Brais that holds, that it's Arba v'loi shalish, and it's arba v'loi chomish. The other brisa had a riboy from Asher Techasaba. What does the Tan of that brisa do with Asher Techasaba? So the Gemara says, "V'boy le lecha the Tan yu reisa moisai prat luksos laila." It says in the Torah, "Reisa moisai is chartam es chomitz v'sashem." Reisa moisai says that the only time there's a chi of tzitz is if it's a beged that you can physically see. Prat luksos laila, that is worn at night where people cannot see. There's no chi of tzitzis, even if the beggar is a bas dalit kanfis, still there's no chi of tzitzis. Oy, enoy, ela prat luksusuma. Maybe Reisa Mois is not a mic, so slightly, maybe it's mic luksusuma. Kshoy, mashet techasaba, hare luksusuma, I have a reboy. What's the reboy? Ashet techasaba. Amani mekaimu Reisa Mois, prat luksusuma. So ashet techasaba is mar luksusuma. And Reisa Moisai is Mema'ik Suslaila. Says the Gemara, Umarra is the rabbis Susuma Ulahitzik Suslaila. Efshefakert, maybe we should be Marbek Suslaila, be Mema'ik Susuma. So the Gemara says, Marbanik Susuma, Sheyesh Nabriya Itzalacher. Makes more sense to be Marbek Susuma, because even though the Suma himself, the one wearing the tzitzis, he doesn't have the Uri Isa Moise, but everybody else that sees him has Uri Isa Moise. He said, Iksus Laila, She'ena Beriyeh Itzalacher, where nobody could see it, being that it's at night, it's Iksus Laila, nobody could see it, it makes more sense to be Mamaya there. Zok the Gemara, V'idach, the man that uses Asher Techasaba to teach me that a beged that has five corners is chayiv in tzitzis. So he doesn't have Asher Techasaba to teach me that a ksusuma is chayiv in tzitzis. How then does that Tana know that a ksusuma is chayiv in tzitzis? So the Gemara, he learns it from Asher Techasaba, because Torah Kodesh could have said Techasaba. The word Asher is extra. So in Asher Techasaba, I have two limudim. I have one limud to tell me five corners, and I have another limud to tell me that a ksusuma is chayiv ve'idach. And the man that used Asher Techasaba to teach me ksusuma, because he holds that if it has five kanfis, it's excluded. So what's the second drasha that he learns from Asher Techasaba? Aren't there two drashas? One Tana had two drashas. Number one, five corners, and number two, a ksusuma. So this man that doesn't hold that if you have five corners, you chayiv. So he used it just to be marbik susuma. What's the second drasha? He doesn't think there's two drashas over here. It says Asher Techasaba. You're telling me there's an extra drasha because of the word Asher? No. Asher is not a drasha. As a result, all you have is one drasha exhale. It's just a little bit of raid. So we discuss the halacha of a mechusa begadim. Mechusa begadim is mentioned in the Mishnah as one of the psulim where the halacha is if a kohen would do the avoida mechusa begadim, the halacha is the avoida would be possible. What's the makar? Rabbi Yochanan and umatiba mishmeid Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. It's not that from the pasuk. It says v'chagarta isam avneit aharin uvana v'chavashto lehem migbois v'hoiso lehem kuhuna. L'chukas oylam, and we learn from there, bizman she bigdeyim aleim kehunasam aleim. Ain bigdeyim aleim, ain kunasam aleim. That when the kohen is wearing his bigdey kohuna, kunasam aleim, he has a din of a kohen. But when he's not wearing his bigdey kohuna, at those times, he doesn't have a din of a kohen. Meaning the only time a kohen is considered a kohen is when he's wearing bigdey kohuna. When he's not wearing bigdey kohuna, he has a din of a zar. Oh, if he has a din of a zar, he doesn't have a din of a kohen, then it's poshit. Why the halacha is that the avodah is going to be possible? Because for that we had already a whole sugya that a zar that does the avodah is going to be possible. Tosfos asks a gevaldige kasha. The Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin daf pei gimel amud beis. So the context over there is a brisa that mentions people that are chayav misa bidei shamayim. And one of the things mentioned in the brisa is that a mechusa begadim, a kohen that did the avodah, while he was in a state of mechusa begadim, the halacha is he's chayiv misa bidei shemayim. Says the Gemara, mechusa begadim in olon. How do you know that a kohen mechusa begadim that does the avodah is chayiv misa bidei shemayim? Amar Rav Avohu, Amar Rav Yochanan, umatuba mishmei de Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon. The pasuk says v'chagarta oisam avnet. And we learn from there, Bismanche Bigdeyam Aleyam, Kunasam Aleyam. Ain't Bigdeyam Aleyam, ain't Kunasam Aleyam. The Havilahu Zarim, the Amar Mar, Zar Shashi, Mesh Bemisa. So the Gemara says very good schmack. It's Mamish, a related Gemara to the Gemara that we just learned. That just like you see that a Mechusa Begadim that does the Avodah, the Avodah is possible. Why? Because the Mechusa Begadim has a din of a Zar. Because Bismanche Bigdeyam Aleyam, Kunasam Aleyam, ain't Bigdeyam Aleyam, ain't Kunasam Aleyam. So may high time if a Mechusa Begadim does the Avodah, an Avodah, that a zar is chayiv ala misa, he's also going to be chayiv ala misa. Because a mechusa begadim, by definition, is a zar. If he's a zar, so if he does the zrika, the haktara, nisach hayayin and nisach hamayim, the other dalet avoydis, the halachas is going to be chayv misa. Why? Because if a zara is chayv misa, then a mechusa begodim is going to be chayv misa as well. Tosfos brings a kasha from Rabbi Yaakov de Orleans, one of the Bali Tosfos. He said, it's a plea to me. The Gemara needs a makar. How I know a drush, a geshmak a drush, again, but a drush, a makar, how I know that a mechusa begodim does the avoydah is chayv misa? It's a pasuk in the Torah. It's a parashas tetzava. It's Perek Chav Ches, it's Pasuk Mem Gimel. Pasuk says, V'hoyu al ha'arim v'al banav, b'voyu al oyel moed. The context over there is the Big Day Kahuna. Oy begishtam el ha'mizbeach l'sharish b'kodesh. The Kohen has to make sure that he wears the begodim when he enters the oyel moed, or when he goes to the mizbeach in the azor, l'sharish b'kodesh, to do the avodah. Says the Pasuk, V'lo yisu avayim v'meso. And if he does that, he wears the begodim, he won't have an aveira, and he won't die. The pasuk says that if the kohen is going to do what he's supposed to do, specifically, he's going to wear his big day kohuno when he does the avoida, then then he's not going to be chayiv misa. It's clearly mashman the pasuk that if he won't wear the big day kohuno, he's going to be chayiv. That's a mafurish pasuk. So if it's a mafurish pasuk, freight Rabbi Yaakov de Orleinish, also known as Rabbi Yaakov Meir Orleans, he doesn't understand. It's a pella. That why does the Gemara in Sanhedrin pay gimel the days need a geshmak a fest to Joshua unzer is Gemara to tell me that a mechusa began that does the avoida is chayiv misa because mechusa began has a din of a zar. It's very nice Joshua. It's a mafurish pasuk. I don't need that. So that Rimi Orleans that the emes is that pasuk is in the context of the Big Day Kahuna. But it's actually talking about a specific Beged. The pasuk right before that. V'asei lohem michnesei bad, l'chasois besar erva, mimosnayim, v'adi reichayim yirim. The pasuk says that you should make for the Kohanim michnesayim. That was one of the Begadim. It was one of the Dalet Begadim. It was one of the Shmoyna Begadim. The next pasuk, v'hoyu al aharon v'albana. Aharon has to make sure to be wearing his michnesayim. He has to be wearing his pants when he does the avoida, and if he's not wearing the michnesayim, then he's going to be chayiv misa. So it says the Rimi Orleinish from the pasuk itself. All I know is that if the kohen does the avoida without wearing the michnesayim, then the halachas is going to be chayiv misa. But how about the other begadim? That I don't know. What if he wasn't wearing his mitznefes? What if he wasn't wearing the ksainis? What if he wasn't wearing the me'il? How do I know if he does the avodah, then he's going to be chayiv misa as well? For that already, I need the drasha. Of course, when the pshutei shel mikra, read the hemshach. The pasuk that says, v'lo yisu oivim v'meisu, that's perichach ches pasuk mem gimel. If you look one pasuk earlier, perichach ches pasuk mem beis, it's talking about the mechnesayim. So said the Rimi Orleinish, there would have been mokum to say that the iser, this chayiv misa that's mentioned in the pasuk is dafki referring to the michnas. The question is why? Why would I think that the michnasayim should be any difference? I saw it. May Simcha Meshech Chochma says the Geshmak the Pshat. He says in the beginning of Parshas Tetzava, when the Torah introduces the Big Day Kahuna, so the pasuk says Vasisa Big Day Kodesh Laharon Achicha Lechavid Ulesefares. The purpose of the Big Day Kahuna was Lechavid Ulesefares. These were royal garments, and the purpose of them were to make the kohen look good. As a matter of fact, if you look at the Ramban Ala Torah on that pasuk, the Ramban says a dover nifla. L'chavid u'l'sefares sheyeh nichbad u'mefuar b'malbushim nichbadim u'mefuarim. If the kohen and the kohen gadol, if they're going to wear these special clothing, they're going to be mechuvit. K'moshe amar akasiv k'chasan yichayim pe'er. We're comparing the chasan to the kohen. He's supposed to look like a chasan. He's supposed to be in a state of pe'er. K'elu habegadim, because the Big Day Kahuna levushei malchusim. The royal guard, Kidmusam Nilbishwa Melochim Bizmana Torah, says the Ramban something unbelievable. He says that the kings in the time of the Torah used to wear these begadim. And that's why the Torah instructed the Kohen Hedyet and the Kohen Gadol to wear these begadim. Unbelievable. The Ramban wouldn't say such a thing. Amalei Mikra Amra. But that's what the Ramban says. So Al Koparim, the purpose of these begadim were, that's where the kings used to dress. It was Lekavod HaSefaros. That's true with regards to all the begadim. What does the Torah say about the michnasayim? V'asei lehem michnasei bad l'chasois besar erva. The purpose of the michnasayim wasn't l'chavid l'usafaris. The purpose of the michnasayim was simply l'chasois besar erva. Because if the kohen wouldn't be wearing michnasayim, then his erva would be exposed. So Zokra may simply that's the svara. The michnasayim, where the purpose is l'chasois besar erva. So if he doesn't wear the michnasayim, he's doing the avoda begilui erva. So I would have thought said the Rimi Orleinish stafka over there is minchay misa b'dei shemayim. But if the Kohen wore the Mechnasayim, he just didn't wear the Begadim that were L'chavid L'Safar. He wasn't dressed like a king. Okay, he was dressed like a well-dressed man, but not like a melech. He wasn't kachos and yichayim per. He wasn't on that level. So Solketai Dechamina, maybe that wouldn't be enough to say that he's going to be chayim misa b'day shamayim kamashmon. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Bizman she bigdei amales and kunasam aleim. But if he's not wearing the begadim, he doesn't have a din of a kohen. He doesn't have a din of a kohen. He has a din of a zar. He has a din of a zar. He's michayev misa. That's the first aura. The second aura is a very chikava maramachim, and that is a mordchai. This is in the mordchai in the end of Masechtas Gittin. So the mordchai in Masechtas Gittin, if you want to look it up, it's Simin Tov Samach Aleph. He brings as follows: Maisa b'koyin. There was a story with a koyin sheyotzak mayim al yedei Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam was the gadol adar, and there was a koyin that was pouring water for Rabbeinu Tam. And one of Rabbeinu Tam's Talmidim were there. The Hikshalei Talmud. And this Talmud turns to Rabbeinu Tam. He says, I don't understand. Rebbe, Hashaninu b'Yerushalmi. Isn't it a Yerushalmi? Ha-mishtamish b'kohuna ma'al. That if somebody is mishtamish, he benefits from a kayin. He uses a kayin for his own personal benefit. It's like he's a ma'al b'hekdish. So how could you, Rabbeinu Tam, he tells his Rebbe, have hana from this Talmud? L'chura mishtamish b'kohuna ma'al. The Heishavoy, Rabbeinu Tam told him, ein behen k'dusha b'zman hazeh. Today, kayhanim don't have k'dusha. Dekayim alon, bigdeyem aleim, k'dusha asam aleim. Ein bigdeyem aleim, ein k'dusha asam aleim. And being that this kayin wasn't wearing his bigdey kohuna, so he didn't have Kedusha. If you didn't have Kedusha, there's no Me'ilah. So this halach in the Yerushalmi doesn't apply. The Hiksha, but the Talmud continued, Im ken kol mine Kedusha le'labdo. So you shouldn't have any Kedusha. You shouldn't give him the first aliyah. He shouldn't duchen. He shouldn't have anything. Manav shach, if there's a halacha that he needs his begadim in order to have Kedusha, then l'chayr, he shouldn't have any Kedusha at all. Says, the Marchai v'shasik Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam didn't say anything. He was quiet. He was ke'ilu stumped by this Talmud. The Heshev Rabbeinu Peter. So Rabbeinu Peter was there, and he said, no. Denei di'esh behem kedusha. It's true. You have to say that Avada Kehanim have kedusha bizman hazeh. But at the same time, it's okay. The Rebbe's gerecht. The Rebbe has a right to benefit from this kayin. I thought, hamishtamish bekohuna mal. And you're telling me, even bizman hazeh, when there's no begadim, the reason is because yochal limchal. Because he has a right to be Meichel, and he brought a raya that a Kohen Shemachal al Kedushasai Ke'ilu. Kedushasai Machal, and it's the reason that that's going to be okay. So, a very interesting exchange over here between a Talmud, Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Peter chimes in, where Rabbeinu Tam initially tainted that it could be the halachas of Kehuna don't apply Bezman Hazeh. Why? Unzer Gemara. Bezman She Bigdeyim Aleim, Kunasam Aleim. His lashon was Bezman She Bigdeyim Aleim, Kedushasam Aleim. So, even though it's true that Yerushalmi says a Mishtamish Bekoyen is a problem, yeah, but that's all true if it's big day and malaya. But being that today ain't big day and malaya, but the Talmud told me can't be, because if that's the case, then there's no kedushas kohuna bezman hazeh. The whole musig of a koyin is bottled today because there's no big day kohuna. Rabbeinu Tam was quiet. He didn't answer. He mamish didn't respond. And Rabbeinu Peter had a get up, kilu l'chvoidesh al Rabbeinu Tam, and say, no, the Rebbe's gerecht, he has a right, because mamanav shach, the Kohen has a right to be meichel. So when he decided this Talmud to be mishamish Rabbeinu Tam, he had a right to be meichel on his covet. The Taz, in Simen Kuf Chav Ches, in Hilchos Nesiyas Kapayim, brings this mordchai and he discusses it at length. So it's interesting. This morning, we mentioned Simen Kuf Chav Ches of Katan Mem Gimel, and Simen Kuf Chav Ches of Katan Mem Dalet. Sivkot Mem Gimel, that's the halacha that an Avel is not supposed to duchen. We spoke it out specifically because the Magen Avraham says, an Avel of a Kolshkein Anoinin. What was the Kolshkein Anoinin? Because Nesiyas Kapayim, based on the Gemara Menachas, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, it's one of the other, it's one of the 16 Avoidas, Nesiyas Kapayim. So if duchenin is an Avoida, we said it's one of the Avoidas, also one of the Matnes Kuna, Kais of Arku, it's the 25th Matana, but Akopon of an Oinin is not allowed to do the Avoida. That's under a Mishnah. That means high time an Oinin shouldn't be able to duchen either. The Mogen Avram is not sure about that. The loy iskish la avoid the lechomili. So we spoke out some gishmak raid. Simen kuf chav chesiv katan gimel. Then we spoke out in the raid. Simen kuf chav chesiv katan memdalid. The Ramah. The Ramah discusses why is it bizman hazeh. The minig of the Ashkenazim in Chutz Laaretz is that they don't duchen. She said because toiv levu yavarich, you have to be in a good place in order to duchen. And with fayuk and famuk and fatruk, then we're not in a good place. We don't feel it. When do we feel it? Only on Yontif, Musif, by the end of davening, that's when you start feeling the Simchas Yontif a little bit, and that's why we duchen. So that was Sivkot Mem Dalet. This is Sivkot Mem He. The very last halacha in Simen Kuf Chafes, Hilchos Nesiyas Kapayim, says the Ramah, I quote, Also, l'ishtamish b'koyin afilu b'zman hazeh. Now we be mishtamish b'koyin b'zman hazeh. Da'avi k'moyel b'hektish and loisha machal al-kach. Unless he was moichel. What's the makar? The makar is this martchai. Initially, Rabbeinu Tam said that maybe it's okay b'zman hazeh because b'zman shebigdeyim aleiv. But the Talmud told Rabbeinu Tam it's not possible. V'shasik Rabbeinu Tam. Until Rabbeinu Peter said that you could be moichel al-kaponim, there's an idea that you could be moichel. So the Taz asks Akasha. It's not really our sugya. But the Taz asks from the Gemara Masechtas Yevamim Staf Peches on the base, where it's mashed that a kohen doesn't have a right to be meichel al kedushasach. So the question is, manavshach, could he be meichel or could he not be meichel? That's the Taz's kasha. Meaning, this Ramah is mefurish that a kohen could be meichel. He could be mishtamish with a kohen if he's meichel on his coven. It's based on this Rabbeinu Peter and this Mardchai. The problem is, the Taz has a mefurish gemara nishtazai. Zok the Taz, venirli, you have to say as follows. The atam the yochel limchel, the reason that in the Maisa Shahaya Kachaya that the Mardchai mentions the kohen was allowed to be meichel, which is brought down lalach in the Ramah, is mishum the yeshlei hanah mizeh. There it was different because the kohen was having hanah. The hanah was that he was being mishamish b'kedusha. He was serving Rabbeinu Tam, the God of Hadar. Who wouldn't take advantage of an opportunity to pour a glass of water for Rabbeinu Tam? He was yotzak mani for Rabbeinu Tam. He had hanah. If the kohen has hanah, he has a right to be moichel al kvaydei. The Gemara in Yevamos Peches that says that a kohen can't be moichel on the kiddashta, he doesn't have a right to be moichel al kedushasai. That's talking about where he doesn't have hanah. So the Taz loikash. Is he having hanah? Or is he not having hanah? Says the Taz, Adova Nifla. If that's the case, you could understand why Rabbeinu Tam didn't answer for himself what Rabbeinu Peter answered. V'shasik Rabbeinu Tam, where Rabbeinu Tam didn't know this chilek, Rabbeinu Peter knew, and Rabbeinu Tam didn't know. Zok, the Taz, avad Rabbeinu Tam knew. But what was Rabbeinu Tam going to say? What do you mean? Of course I'm allowing him to. He's having hanah. He's serving me. Says the Taz, v'nirid the hod, v'shasik Rabbeinu Tam, lav mishum shlei hayu yod aleheshiv, ela shlei rotza litol shem talmud chacham olav, v'lo meshe b'shvil zehu muter. He didn't want to suggest as if, oh, I'm a Talmud Chacham, I'm an Adam Chashev. So, Mela, when it comes to me, this halach is not going to apply. And then the Taz says a charifos. Says the Taz, it's Rabbeinu Tam l'shitasai. I'm going to tell you, Rabbeinu Tam, Berik Ezehu Neshech, we're flying all over the place now. Rabbeinu Tam, Berik Ezehu Neshech, from all places above Mitzia, Daf Samach Zayin Amid Beis. The context over there is somebody lent somebody money, we know there's an Isser Ribis. What if there was a Mashkin? So, it's a big problem for the Malva to eat the peros of a soda that's a Mashkin. So Reuven lends Shimon $1,000, Shimon posts collateral, it's a field that is worth $1,000. So far, so good. The field is Isa Paris. The Malva right now has the field in his possession. Could he eat the Paris or could he not eat the Paris? A very big problem. Because if he's going to eat the Paris, you're running into major ribbis issues. Stating that, there is a way where the Malva can eat the Paris. It's called the Mashkanta de Nachyaisa. Very not negay us right now. So we're not going to go into it. The basic concept is when a certain amount of the loan gets amortized every year, if it's a fixed amount every single year, then the halacha is the malva is allowed to eat the pears. Stating that, says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Breder Rav Yosef, Mishmei de Rava. Hai mashkanta ba'asru de masalkuloi neichel elo b'nachyaisa. The only type of mashkin where the malva is allowed to eat peiris is if it's a mashkanta de nachyaisa. But for tzur b'mirabanon, afilo b'nachyaisa lo leichel. But when it comes to a tzur b'mirabanon, even if it's a mashkanta de nachyaisa, a Talmud Chacham should be machmer, he should be mahadr. He shouldn't eat the peiris even from a mashkanta b'nachyaisa. The Gemara all the way in the bottom of the Yomid says as follows. Ravina amar echel. Ravina would lend money. He would take a mashkanta de nachyaisa and he would eat the peiros. Umar zutra bereder amari amaloyachol. Razutra bereder amari. He had a different meaning. He would lend money, have a mashkanta de nachyaisa, he wouldn't eat. Freik taisvis. What's going on over here? It's a pella. How could Ravina have eaten it? Ravina was a Talmud Chacham, and Rav this halacha was true only for an amaritz. The Gemara says a Talmud Chacham is not allowed to eat peiros from a mashkanta de nachyaisa. So how could Ravina eat? Wasn't Ravina a Talmud Chacham? But I'm Rabbeinu Tam. Says Rabbeinu Tam, the Ravina loyhoyer roitza lita Hashem velasis arts mitzur b'mirabanan. Rabbeinu Tam says, skarnish kain kasha. This doesn't bother me, not even a little bit. You know why? I understand perfectly. I understand perfectly what Ravina was saying. Ravina didn't think it was a Talmud Chacham. Ravina's going to say, ich bin a Talmud Chacham? I know this halacha tzur b'mirabanan is not supposed to be from a mashkanta b'nachyaisa. But Ravina held basotis mit mir. I'm not a Talmud Chacham. Zok de taz is Rabbeinu Tam l'shitasai. Rabbeinu Tam was a Dairish. Rabbeinu Tam, who saw it with such a pashtus, why Ravina wouldn't be machmer
by a mashkanta in the because he said, "Who am I? I'm a Talmud Chacham. I'm a Tzumi Rabbanan. It's Rabbeinu Talmud Shitasi that was Shasik. He needed Rabbeinu Peter to come up on his behalf and explain what was going on. Rabbeinu Tamfar Zich. No, he didn't think that this Talmud was having anah from serving me. Who am I that he should have anah from serving me? But Akoponim, what we see from this Gishmak Mordechai with this light raid is a Dover Niflo. We see that this Gemara of Bizman Shebigdei Maleim Kunasim Maleim. It's again, the Yisoid of the Bigdei Kuna was L'chavad Ulusafaris. It's unbelievable Ramban. The Ramban says that's the way the Malachim used to dress back in the day. But Akoponim, it's the idea is L'chavad Ulusafaris. When it comes to the Michnasayim, there's even an idea of L'chasi Serva. But there's a Tifkai in the Big Day Kuna. What's the Tifkite? Bizman she Big Day Malayim Kunasim Malayim. In Big Day Malayim, in Kunasim Malayim. And we have two Gemaras. Number one, we have our Gemara, our Sugya, Zvachin Daf Yitzayin and Beis that we learn from there. That's the Makar that a Mechusa Begadim does the Avodah's Pasal. Because a Kohen that's Mechusa Begadim is like the Zar. We have a Gemara Sanhedrin Pei Gimel Amid Beis where the Gemara says that a Mechusa Begadim does the Avodah's Chai Misa B'day Shemayim. Why? Because the Zar that does one of the Dalit Avodah's Zrika, Haktaru, Nisachayai, Nisachamaya, Mechusa Begadim. He's Mechai. We say, how we have Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam wanted to apply it. I have a minute to apply it. L'cholo inyadim. Not only when it comes to Avodah. The truth is, Rabbeinu Tam was discussing something that related to Hekdish, Me'ila, but you have to know it's a big Chiddush. Rabbeinu Tam wanted to apply it even outside the context of the Avodah that maybe a kohen that's not wearing the big Kahuna has a din of a Zar.